Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Friday, day two of the NFL draft, a big night, the NBA playoffs. We're live for the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, help you get there. An incredible selection. Over 10,000 installers coast to coast. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, here we are, Mike Harmon, on a day I like to call day two of the draft Mel Day.
Okay.
I like to call it Mel Day because watching the draft, day one, everybody's clamoring for all kinds of video time and FaceTime. Hey, we're talking about the quarterbacks and people that we know. And I want to tell you, I'm going to be the one guy to tell you why I think Michael Penix Jr. was a great pick. And here's what I think about Bo Nix. But then you get outside the first round, and it's all players that nobody heard of. And instead, it's really quiet on that ESPN set. And it's basically Berman or Greenberg or whoever going. And for the latest pick in the draft, we have the Alabama Crimson Tide taking jumping knucklehead Billy out of Alabama. Mel. And like that's all you hear is just
that's pretty good.
Yeah. Three more picks to come in.
Hal.
It is very much James Hal. Marshall from A Few Good Men. Here it comes. And it's center Zach Frazier from West Virginia to Pittsburgh, Mel. Like, we're not even going to try. You're going to try to tell you I know who this guy is. Now, everybody else just sitting around going, yeah, I'm good. I'm on my phone. I'm fine. And then Mel Kiper just goes because he's watched video of Zach Frazier for like the last 3 weeks. I watched this kid for the entire run of his life. Here's what he does at center. Here's what I like. And then they go, okay, that's great. And then, okay, next pick. Ohio State defensive tackle Michael Hall Jr., Mel. And that's every single Mel. Now, nobody else gets to talk. Nope. Nobody else wants to talk. No. Hey, can we go back to a guy I've heard of? Because I really have a really, really piping hot take I want to make. Yeah, well, in a second.
Let's review what they did in the first round. Remember when they made that pick in the first round?
Wait, but the picks are coming fast. Here's safety Cole Bishop out of Utah, Mel. And it's Mel Day. I mean, because Beano Cook,
a bunch of that.
Beano Cook, you saw that one of the best lines ever in the history of sports. He, you know, Mel would talk about how he worked all the time. You know, Mel works all the time. Nobody watches more film than Mel. His basement. I mean, like, he and I were really close when I was working at ESPN. We talked all the time, and he would tell me all the stuff that he did. And this is what he did. He would watch an entire season's worth of, hey, here's a guy that could be one of the top 10 centers taken. So I'm going to watch film of this guy's whole year, right? Like, that's what he does. And then, you know, and then Beano Cook would drive him crazy because Ben Mel and Beano were really close. And Beano would say, you know, he likes to sit there and talk about how hard he works. The guy is like Santa Claus. He works one day a year and he wants you to think that, oh, look at all it's taken out of me. And then Mel would go, but Beano, you tell what I'm going to, you know, come on. You were making up half of these guys that are taken in the draft anyway. You didn't want, you could say anything about these guys. He's a wide body. He's got a quick first step. Oh, it was just genius. Beano, see, Santa Claus, work one day a year.
That might be the best line I've heard.
Oh, boy.
But it's true. I mean, yeah. Look, if you're a draft expert, and obviously a bunch of guys that are draft analysts, you know, whatever the network, they have other jobs, other responsibilities in the football-loving world. And maybe like referees, they have other jobs on the side. I don't know. But, you know, when it comes down to draft time, if you are being put up as the draft expert, you better damn well know who these at least a bunch of these guys are. Once we get to round six or seven, then hey, all bets are off, man. Yeah. I don't know. Then we can guess a little bit and just go back to the, you know, best available stuff. But yeah, even yesterday, you know, we had a number of guys selected to where it's like, all right, let's make sure we get the pronunciation key out when you start talking about, you know, Samoan players and some of the guys, you know, where their surnames might create a little bit of a challenge. So, yeah, to everybody having to do a little extra work this year, Smith.
Mel, don't go to the bathroom. Mel, stay here, Mel. We got Mel, stay here.
Do you see the name on that card? You're really going to need to explain something to me here really fast. I mean, obviously, I know you're excited because at the top of the third round, Malachi Corley coming out of Western Kentucky, a 5'11", fireplug, 207. Robert Saleh with his quote, if he had a relative standing at the goal line, he'd run him over too.
Yeah, there we go.
That's the guy you needed alongside Breece Hall.
Look, what I like to see, right, for teams day two of the draft, right, I'll be honest with you, look, a lot of players, look, you're not as familiar with them, obviously, but information has come so far in the past few years where now you can get anything you want, pre-draft, post-draft analysis, tip of your fingers on every player.
Yep.
And yes, when you get into the second or third round, you like to think you know, but it's a dart throw, right? What I like to see is when teams get to the second and third round, are they satisfying a need? Because, you know, you can't to sit here and say you can't do best available player in the second round because that could be any one of a bunch of guys. So when I see the Jets take a wide receiver, okay, I'm happy about that. When I see the Chargers take a wide receiver because they biffed it by not taking a wide receiver yesterday, I'm kind of happy about that. Now, who knows if these guys turn out, but at least they're satisfying needs. And that's kind of what I like to see in the draft, sure, in the second and third round. Okay, here's what they need. Because look, 6-7 good wide receivers come out of the draft every year now. It's like the most plentiful tree you could have in your backyard that just always bears fruit, whether it's lemons or apples or something else. You always get wide receivers come out of the draft now in bunches. Like they get off a bus and go, we're all here. We're all ready to be really good in the NFL. I'll tell you, the wide receiver position is fantastic. I love teams waiting, unless you really had to take one like you were the Chargers. But I love waiting a little bit because you don't know. Maybe a guy like Malachi Corley is going to be as good as a guy taken in the first round. Maybe not. Maybe he's as good as Keon Coleman. Maybe not. Maybe Keon Coleman is as good as Roma Dunze. Maybe not. But there's a lot of guys there in the first two, three rounds that are going to be really good receivers in the NFL because we see it every single year.
Well, it was exciting to see the Bills draft a wide receiver and a guy that everybody knew the name because it was.
Oh, and he was good. He's good.
Been drafted yet?
I saw a lot of him play last year. Sure. He was like men against boys last year. Keon Coleman. He's on. Forget it. Yeah, 9 catches, 147 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's it. We're done.
Well, and then you see teams go back to, you know, some of the identity of who they are, right? When you see the Ravens at the bottom of the second round, they get Rosengarten. He was a guy that was expected towards the back end of the first. So, you know, we start talking about value versus boards versus needs and all of that, how it plays out. You know, today it was funny watching folks do their, you know, after sleeping on it, the Michael Penix.
Yeah.
But, you know, I came up with the perhaps the greatest thing for Kirk Cousins to try to explain it. So if we could hit the music for a second, Patrick.
Uh-oh.
And Mary.
You got music now? You got music tonight? Oh, boy. Here we go.
Three.
You guys had to rehearse this before the show.
Why
did you guys just give me a heart attack?
Rehearsing is very good. Well, apparently Harmon's asked for something.
I had a
there's
thought.
There's miscommunication, and it wasn't there, and you needed to rehearse. You got
to
rehearse.
Yeah, I needed to bring her in.
You got
relied on Patrick. I'm going to blame him.
No,
and his split.
Yeah, no, but
NFL
everybody
fandom.
Blames you. Come on, come on, LeBron.
I can play it right now, though.
No. Wait, come on, wait a minute. LeBron James here has to take responsibility for missing a shot. So you guys,
it's just basketball. It's just basketball.
Guys.
What do you want from
it's
me?
It's your fault. Take responsibility. Hey, Doc Rivers, take responsibility that you
blew
something.
Hey, it's not my fault.
And you just take and say it's my
fault. If Middleton had hit that shot, we would have been tied going to double OT. All right, hit it. Never mind.
Okay, we're done. We're done with that now. We're done.
So I started thinking about the crossroads and how it's really appropriate for Kirk Cousins, right? Because of the way his career started as the second draft pick, you know, quarterback selected in that draft, RG3, and then they go back for Kirk Cousins. And we were all asking, what the hell are they doing? And then RG3 has his issues, a lot of conspiracy theories of how they were trying to force him back on the field because they wanted Kirk. Well, he was never right again. Kirk Cousins gets his role. Starts to become that guy. Can't come to a contract agreement, so we have some hiccups, some fights, some infighting with the team. But he gets two massive, massive franchise tag deals, right? Fine. Then he elevates, and he's still going. They can't come to a deal. After the 2 years, it's done. He goes to Minnesota. What does he get? A ton of guaranteed money. Winning once again. But they can't get over the top. Some horrific losses mixed therein. And then, finally, he goes to Atlanta. What happens? Full circle. He hasn't even taken a snap for them. He's thrown out a couple of ceremonial first pitches, and now there's a guy waiting and looking over his shoulder. The devil has come for his due. He went down to the crossroads, had some little hiccups along the way, piled up some cash, some wins, and some stats, and now it's come full circle. There you go.
I will say, that was well thought out, lucid, intelligent observation. All I could think of is A, how you blew the music the first couple times around. Secondly, boy, I would have liked for you to use Stevie Vai's Crossroads from the end for the battle against Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I
forgot to ask for the music early.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I thought we had enough grab ass off the top here talking about what we like day two, the fact
you
the White Sox are winning.
You blew
even
it,
though,
Doc.
Even though in his update, DeSager was really snarky, and the White Sox are winning.
Doc,
the inflection of the voice said it all. I blew it. I'll take
Don't obfuscate, Doc. You blew it, okay?
No, I'll take the loss.
You blew it, Doc. I mean, that's good. LeBron.
No, am I more Darvin Ham or Doc at this point?
It's just radio. It's just radio. We're not doing anything. It's just radio.
It's just radio.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. So we'll keep you posted. Any more big names coming up in the NFL draft? Apparently now it's all about Blake Corum, if he will wind up getting selected at some point. A lot of Michigan guys at the top of the list, and I'm sure Jim Harbaugh wants to take all of them, but didn't take Blake Corum, took one of his linebackers instead. Meanwhile, in the NBA playoffs, Mavericks lead the Clippers right now, going to the fourth quarter, 78-67. Meanwhile, speaking of Doc Rivers, the Pacers win game three over the Bucks today in a game that started at 9:45 a.m., 121-118. How many people came home from work going, wait, what am I, what is this, a replay? Wait, really? This game started at 5:30? What the hell, man? This game really started at 5:30? Yes, it did. Pacers win in overtime, a thriller. Great game. Yes, you talked about Middleton, 42 points, but the miss, and then Tyrese Halliburton, the floater and end one at the end of overtime to give the Pacers the 2-1 lead. You know, I hate to say I told you so, but when we pick in this series and I told you the Pacers were going to win, and I said, watch, Tyrese Halliburton is going to go from the big-time NBA fan star to more of an average fan superstar. People are going to see a lot of what he does. There's a reason why he's the only real point guard on Team USA's roster, and he was phenomenal today. He had the big winner, 18 points, 16 assists, 10 rebounds, a triple-double for him, and now the Pacers up 2-1 in a series. If Giannis is still out, it should go the Pacers' way the rest of the way, and Doc Rivers will once again be explaining away a first-round flameout. That is not his fault.
Yeah, and then you have the added bonus of now we're keeping an eye on the injury status of Damian Lillard. Played 45 minutes, 6 of 20 from the field for 28.
Yeah, bad day shooting for him, man. Bad day.
But, you know, at the end of the first quarter, he had to get help back to the bench. And in the post game, now we're talking about the Achilles. Doc, quote, I think it's his Achilles again, so we'll see. Honestly, he was struggling, and in the overtime, he literally said, I'll be the decoy. I just can't go out as far as explosion. So I thought Dame just being out there was huge for us. So Doc, you know, laying that out a little bit, it was a pretty gruesome. It was about 2 minutes left in that first quarter, and he came down awkwardly, and you know, immediately you hold your breath of, all right, what's this? He's been struggling a little bit with that in the past, and still gutted out 45 minutes, so it is what it is, right? He gave you minutes, and Middleton gave you some thrills, but in the end, it counts as an L just the same. Mm.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. So we're going to have more NBA coming up, obviously a big night here. Again, Mavericks and the Clippers early in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Minnesota and Phoenix coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes from now, and I'll tell you, I liked Phoenix going into this series. Now I'm saying to myself, they could get swept. Like, this could be the Suns. This could be the Suns just getting swept. I mean, it really could be that.
Funny how quickly it all turns.
Yeah, it's like,
anybody check on Bree yet?
Nah, they could get. It could really get swept. So we'll have more NBA. But coming up next, how about a silver lining to the most controversial draft story of the last 24 hours?
Let's go.
That's next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 2, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Well, here we are getting close to the end of round three of the NFL draft. And before we get to a big quarterback story, we got to talk about love here for a second, because, you know, I really thought I loved Mikey Sainristil still more than anybody else in the draft.
Yeah.
Like, you know, watching this kid play at Michigan.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, he joined us after they won the national championship. He's the best slot corner in college football. I said he's going to be a first pick on probably the second day of the NFL draft. Love this kid. apparently I don't love him as much as Nick Saban, who went on the draft and said, he goes, there's a difference between love and love, and I love this guy. Pound for pound, he's the best player in the NFL draft. I'm like, wow, I wish my family loved me as much as he loved Mike Sanristil. And I love Mike Sanristil.
Yeah,
wow.
I know. Yeah, that was a lot of positivity, and I saw that quote earlier, and I just smiled. It's like, you know, it's always good when, you know, friends of the show and folks that have been guests a time or two get that kind of extra love, because it means we're doing something right, because they want to hang out with us.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah. That's always a good thing. But then
well,
again,
you know,
again,
it's all about propping me up as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I love him.
But, you know, but yeah. I kind of love that here's Belichick. I mean, look, here's Belichick and Saban, who for the longest time, look, these guys have been friends for such a long time. Mm-hmm. They're both the same. They don't want to talk to the media. They treated reporters with disdain. They were out and out rude to them while they were coaches because they were above everybody else. And now here they are going, hey, man, I got a hot take for you. Hey, can I be on McAfee's show, man? Hey, look at this. I mean, these guys are now hanging out with Pat McAfee and on sets looking for hot takes. And they're going to be on First Take and all these other shows, and it's like, look at where you've gone. But you hated the meat, you hated, and now it's like, hey, can I get on one of those hot take shows? Look at me, I got some stuff to say. It's fun, but it's also kind of embarrassing that this is where you're at now, because you never thought that Belichick or Saban would wind up saying anything of value because they hated it. Saban, the only thing Saban liked about the fact that he would do his press conference is that, hey, I got my can of Coke right in front of me, so that product placement always works. Outside of that, it's like he doesn't want to be standing here talking to anybody. Reporters don't want to sit here and have guys talk down to them and they'd be rude to them and all this, especially with Belichick. And, but now these guys are like, hey, I was always a good guy. Hey, let's ask. I got some hot takes for you. I got hot takes. I'll serve some hot takes for you right now. I got them for you.
Yeah, I mean, you always knew it was there, didn't you? I mean, there was some fire in the belly. You can't be that good a recruiter because you're not just recruiting the player. You're recruiting mom and grandma and a whole family. So, you know, the charming side that we saw in The Blind Side with old Nick Saban laying it on to Sandy and getting after it while Tim McGraw stood there all uncomfortable and stuff. You know, I mean, that's part of real life stuff. So, you know,
is Tim
he's
McGraw
to...
getting drunk on a plane? Is that Tim McGraw?
No.
Oh, I thought that was Tim McGraw. I'm getting drunk on a plane. That's not Tim McGraw, are you sure?
No, I'm 100%.
Okay, all right.
But
although
you don't know who it is, though. Should know that one.
Okay. All right, that's all right.
That is, is that Blake Shelton? Could be Blake Shelton. Anybody?
Okay.
Anybody
right.
Back
you know, when
in
I come to country music and it's not Sugarland, like, I need you to tell
no,
me
I
what
get
it is. Okay. All right.
No, it's Dierks Bentley, actually. So there you go.
Secret okay, all right, very
C
good.
In
very
the process. Good. But, no, I mean, I'm not surprised. Like, I always liked watching the Chalk Talk stuff that Saban would do. Might be dry, but he'd talk about good, bad, and ugly plays and Patriots games and give you the breakdown of what they were trying to accomplish by, you know, the formation and everything. And it was a nice little master's class. And Saban, I know it's always there, like when he's lost those few times he wasn't playing in the playoffs or championship game, he would show up on set and he'd always have a couple of witticisms about him, some snark.
Sure.
So it's good to see that. I mean,
sure.
To your point, yeah, you'd rather see him on the sidelines. But, again, it's the new world order. It's like, I can still make as much as I was coaching doing this crap. Let's go. We don't have to change anything, downsize, or sell off any memorabilia. Nope, let's go.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, we already are seeing... Day after he gets selected, the Caleb Williams effect in the NFL draft, as Fanatics sold out of his jersey quicker and more than the previous record, which was, of course, Caitlin Clark a week and a half ago in the WNBA draft. Now, think about that for a second. Again, why, hey, Caitlin Clark's not gonna translate. Caleb Williams, the number one pick in the NFL draft, broke her record for jersey sales. Okay, just think about that. Didn't break Tom Brady, didn't break anybody else. No, broke Caitlin Clark's jersey sales, all right? So just think about that for a second. But for Caleb Williams, you know, it's kind of – he was kind of forgotten a little bit in the drama of last night because of the what went on with Michael Penix Jr., all the other quarterbacks. You know, look, we've known that Caleb Williams is going to be a Bear for a long time. And so he kind of – okay, falls by the wayside a bit. But, I mean, just stop for one second, because – if you want a fair comp for Caleb Williams, right? I know the fun thing the past few days has been the one anonymous GM that says he's like if Prince was a quarterback. Like he's what the unnamed GM is trying to say is that he's a little erratic. He's a great, he's a genius, but boy, you know, his behavior sometimes, I don't know. Like that, and it's been fun to like to run the Prince lines and talk about all the people that Prince dated and have fun with that. Yeah, it's kind of fun. I like that. But this is what to know about Caleb Williams, okay? It's okay to be different. I guarantee you the person, GM, who said that was someone deep in their 60s who knows one way of drafting quarterbacks over the course of his career, right? This is – Caleb Williams is just how players come into the NFL now. Every era, they're more individuals, and he's different, right? He's different because you don't get quarterbacks that are that okay with being open and vulnerable and do things their way and are okay with it and don't make any apologies for it. It's okay if he paints his nails. It's okay if he runs to his mom after a game when he's upset after the game is over. Didn't run to his mom crying after he threw a pick. It's after the game is over. Things like that are okay. He's different. And you know what? It's okay to be different. I know the kid loves football. I know he's unique. But the old standard, it scares people. You know, it's the Moneyball line. You know, people are scared of what's new because it's threatening their jobs, their livelihoods. Like, I know one way to evaluate a quarterback, and if I can't put a quarterback into a box, then suddenly I don't know what to do with the guy, which is why you get the Caleb Williams backlash and how, oh, he's a Prince as a quarterback. You know, this is just the new norm. This is the new norm for quarterbacks. It's the new norm for a guy like Caleb Williams. Just watch the tape. Don't get caught up in all that crazy-ass stuff. Look at the plays he makes, how excited he is to be a part of the NFL. Then you know you got an incredibly special quarterback that can make an unbelievable number of throws and can do it from anywhere on the field. There's a reason why he went number one overall, and there's a reason why, despite the fact Jaden Daniels won the Heisman Trophy, there was no discussion as to whether he was going to be the number one pick or not. It was always Caleb Williams, and it doesn't matter. He's different. You know what? It's on you as a team and coaches to be able to communicate with the player and get on the same page with them, because players come in now, they're different. Every era is different, and it's on coaches to figure it out, because that's what you get paid for.
Well, it goes back to the conversation we just had at the end of last hour, Belichick and the transition to media mogul and ripping quarterbacks. The fact that you need to adapt and adjust to players. And for Caleb Williams, that's been one of the biggest things in the last 2 years. And for Lincoln Riley, how well he did or didn't do stuff, he gets credit for another number one pick, right? Another Heisman winner, all of that stuff. But it's the next level, you know, because if things go badly in Chicago, they've set him up for great success. And, you know, in the pros, you can't not show up at media sessions and all of that stuff, which might be minor things, but they could bubble under, and you wait and see how he adjusts. But certainly nobody's had a bad word to say about the guy that knows the guy. Yeah, there's been some stories kind of made up about his petulance and whatever else that seem to have been dismissed pretty categorically and fairly quickly, with some folks having to eat some crow in media land off of things that they reported about him. But a guy that, you know, teammates killing themselves to be part of what he's got going on. The fact that, you know, we talked about at the combine when he wasn't participating, was still out there helping pick up crap after he watched all his teammates go through their stuff or their pro days or whatever. Just seems like a guy who gets it. And you know what? You might have to bend the rules of what you've always thought a quarterback was, just like you did with, you know, the players and what they could do on a field, as opposed to being a statue standing between the tackles, moving two steps left, two steps right. And I just put that image of that long ago Simpsons dance during the Christmas pageant in your head there, Smith. But, you know, that we had to wrap our heads around that, right? When you had Steve Young running around and guys of that ilk all those years ago. Michael Vick, nobody knew what the hell to do with Michael Vick as a player. Well, now you got to do that a little more with personality, which is, you know, a little bit of that Cam Newton thing of folks never tried to get to understand who he was. It was just, he's flamboyant. Like, no, except for that one, I didn't dive on a fumble in the Super Bowl. Guy was a hell of a player and had a hell of a run.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because you look at what the real comps are for Caleb Williams, okay? I'll tell you who the comps are. Because look, physically what he does, he's unlike anybody. He's very Mahomes-like in that any throw that he makes, but he may even have a better array of throws that he can make from different positions on the field, going out of bounds. But, you know, he's unique. Like, it's hard to look at a comp for him. But you want to talk, you want to say, okay, who is he really, the best comps for him? I would say definitely Cam Newton, who came into the league saying, I want to be known as an entertainer. Doesn't mean he wasn't a great quarterback. He was, right? He was, but he wanted to be an entertainer. That's kind of Caleb Williams a little bit, but mainly it's like a combo of Cam Newton and part Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is a phenomenal player who upsets people because he's just a different kind of dude, right? He's someone who after a big game wants to chill out with a glass of wine and go over things. And sometimes he wants to get on social media because he's in, you know, whatever mood he's in for a half hour and troll people or pick up burner accounts. He's just a different kind of dude. Doesn't mean Kevin Durant's not one of the best basketball players in the history of the game, right? One of the best guys I've seen the last 25 years, right? Top five guy from the last 25 years. I think those are pretty good comps. And you can't get upset with a guy just because he's different. Does he love football? Yeah. Because you could tell some guys when they get in there, hey, I don't know how much this guy loves football, right? That's the biggest thing. You don't need to be different to not love football. You could be someone that, hey, I'm good at it, and it's a job for me, but I never really loved it. And that's going to be something that hurts you at the next level. But it's okay to be different. And it's really on evaluators and coaches now to say, this is how we have to communicate with these guys. This is how we have to get on the same page as them. And when you get on the same page with Kevin Durant, look, you do great things. You win a championship. Same page as Cam Newton, great. You go to the Super Bowl. But that's kind of who Caleb Williams is. So if you really want to be fair, instead of sitting here saying he's Prince, like, hey, the guy can make great music, but then all of a sudden get really erratic and not show up or walk into a bar and yell and leave. I mean, that's not what Caleb Williams is, right? It's kind of a lazy explanation to sit here and go that Caleb Williams is Prince. So you want to be really more accurate? Like, that's kind of what it is. And I think every team would sign, oh, he's a combo of Cam Newton and Kevin Durant? Yeah, I'll sign up for that number one pick, 100%.
Sign me up. Hey, I want to close the loop on Nick Saban. During the third round of the draft, he was on set, and he was eating one of those famous oatmeal cream pies. Said, quote, they never even sent me a free box when asked about all the publicity he's given them over the years. First response, someone, armchair Vol. Little Debbie is headquartered in Tennessee. They are Vols. Saban will not be sent a free box. So there you go.
Oh, boy. Exit out by the Fresca. Exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studio. So you want to know, yeah, that's exactly who he is. That you want the comp? That's exactly the comp you want to look at for Caleb Williams. Coming up next, one of the biggest picks we like so far in the draft. What teams have done the best? Oh, we have nothing but fun coming up with our next guest to break all of that down and more. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox. Well, you put it off long enough. Time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. You're not sure where to begin? That's cool. Just use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? It's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest to you. That's expresspros.com. Well, the NFL draft, dominated by the University of Michigan today. They had 47 players selected in the second and third rounds. It was a really big deal. Players who have been out of eligibility for like 5 years still getting selected. We have seen a big, big day two of the draft. Joining us now on the hotline to break it all down, he is a longtime NFL insider. Maybe a couple of these players taken this draft someday will make it to the Hall of Very Good, where he is a voter. It is Jason Cole. You can follow him on Twitter, at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. J. Cole, what's happening, bud?
So we have the Jets taking fashion show, because they can't pronounce that last name. There's no way they can pronounce his name. So fashion show is going to be his name from now
okay,
on.
Sure.
And then they took the Malachi Crunch, right?
So, nicely done.
Wow. You got to explain to Generation Xers that Malachi Crunch reference.
Oh, that's absolutely. Absolutely. My favorite. The Jets fans used to define the draft. Like, they'd come in and just, like, boo the hell out of things. They made the draft famous, right? Like, Jets fans created what the draft is, and now we've got 275 billion people showing up or something like that in Detroit to watch the draft live for whatever reason. But the funniest thing I saw was when the Jets pick up, instead of being like upstairs at the Javits Center or some hotel in New York where they held the draft, there'd be like a couple of hundred Jets fans just booing the pick or, you know, whatever, like here comes Blair Thomas or whatever it is. And instead of that, you get like eight guys going, okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. We took Fanucci? What is it?
Fallujah.
We took a guy I don't even know what they're talking
Fallujah.
About. But
we took Fallujah. Going to Fallujah, baby. That is the draft for the Jets right now.
Look, I miss the days because, look, that was the one day where Jets fans who lived under the city below the subways got to come out for that one day a year and then go to radio.
No. They got to come out on game day. Those were the people who showed up for the game. They got to be let out for like 12 days a year between preseason, the draft, and the regular season. That's what you got. 12 days above ground for Jets fans. There we go.
Hey, so I know you are you were tweeting about this. Well, what do you think of new media stars Bill Belichick and Nick Saban just ripping every single pick in the draft?
God,
of course, last couple of days.
So great. God, I wish they were together. It would be like, Don't you wish they were just the two of them, and they had nobody on stage with them, no host or anything else like that. And they would just like do. Like Saban going, yeah, I was at this kid's house. I figured him out. He goes, oh, you were? You tried to recruit that guy? He's terrible. Like, I mean, you just get stuff like that. I mean, who's the kid that they took? Who's the offensive tackle out of Georgia who played like 8 games with Amarosio or what, Smith or something like that?
Okay.
Saban's like, well, hopefully you got some effort there. You know, you show up. Could be good if you show up. You know, like, wow, just wow. What do you really think, Nick? What do you really, really think? And Belichick, I give him some credit. He's been subtly good on the McAfee show, right? Although, you know, like, what is it? We got 17 different analyst shows now for the draft. I mean, it's just out of control, right? But what I really wanted to see is Saban and Belichick, just the two of them. It would be like, what were those two characters on the Muppets?
The old guys at the end?
Yeah, it's those two guys. Belichick and Saban are those two guys reviewing the show.
Okay.
That's what they are.
There you go, Statler and Waldorf. There you go,
Statler and Waldorf. That's who Saban and Belichick, and that's the perfect, you know, way to analyze this draft. That would be awesome.
If we did a poll here on the show and said, okay, first time Bill Belichick on television says something positive about a player, and I said the middle of November, would you say after that or before that? Because I can't see anything positive coming out of Belichick's mouth almost ever.
Give me 2028. I mean, I'm still taking the over.
2028.
Yeah, guys, he's not bad. He's not bad.
All right, so up top.
By the way, it's Harmon. Yeah. Shouldn't he be out like doing victory lap?
You know, oh, I did Williams a little bit. Doomsday?
No,
it's about
tired?
As good as it gets.
You're tired after doing all the victory laps.
I mean, it was just really weird to have all that positivity around the Bears just 24 hours after they unveiled that stadium. That god awful stadium proposal led by a prayer for money and wins.
Yeah, well, it's shocking that they would time it up when they have the number one overall pick, right? Like,
you like us now, don't you?
I can't
here, give us your
have,
money.
How do you not have Williams do it when he gets selected? Hey, yeah. hey, just want to show you. Here's some drawings of the new stadium. We need some money, everybody.
I tell you what, though, walked around.
Yeah, but welcome to Chicago. Now here's the cup. Go ask for cash, will you?
That's it. I walked around the house singing Pickin' Time by Johnny Cash.
Now, I know you have some concerns about Caleb Williams, don't you?
I do. I mean, from a playing standpoint, there's no question he's the best quarterback out of these groups. And I'm not saying he's going to end up being, but in terms of, you know, the overall talent, like, it's a no-brainer you take him number one. But, you know, the whole thing about, like, not talking to the media after losses at USC, if I'm George McCaskey, and I'm not talking about, you know, coach or general manager, I'm talking about the owner of the team. We're having a meeting, you know, like, Caleb Williams is in the building. Say, everybody appreciate it. I need to have a one-on-one moment with him. So you clear out the room, and it's just the owner and Caleb Williams. And the owner says, we can't have that. We can't have you, if things go bad, saying, I don't want to talk. You're the face of the franchise. I'm going to take you number one overall. I'm going to pay you. I want you to be the guy. That's how this is going to go. The other thing is, you know, this is the Bears, and, you know, we're the number one team in Chicago. And lastly, you owe it to your teammates to make sure that you're always there and that they know that you're always going to be responsible. That's what a quarterback has to do. Now, that's what I would do if I was George McCaskey before I took the kid. I was still going to take the kid, right? But I'm going to let him know that this is my expectation coming in. The problem is it's George McCaskey, and he doesn't know this stuff, so it didn't happen.
on the plus side, he doesn't bring Lincoln Riley with him either. So you've got...
Yeah, well, the one fortunate part, yes, you're not getting in with that that's just horrific offense that doesn't protect anybody at all and puts your defense in danger because you're never on the field very much. What am I saying about Lincoln Riley? I love all the former USC players. I love who just want to rip the crap out of Lincoln Riley. Yep. They just, you know, they just are just trashing him left and right. With like, when did USC become a powder puff team? When do we not block people? But we're moving to colleges, and I don't want to do that. So let's go.
Yeah, no, let's keep going. What did you think when you heard the name Michael Penix announced yesterday?
You know, I vacillate here between I really like Michael Penix, and I think that, you know, I went from questioning the release and all this to actually watching him a lot more as the season played out and he got into the playoffs and went, I was wrong about that. This guy's special. And he may walk in and have, you know, he has the potential to be the best of the rookie quarterbacks walking in because he was the most pro-ready at this point in time. But then the Falcons? Like, this is the offseason that the Falcons have had. You pick Raheem Morris over Bill Belichick. Then you decide to give Kirk Cousins $180 million, 100 of it guaranteed, right? And then you take Penix? Like, who stopped and just said, wait a second, guys, none of this is a good idea? The Cousins part, I don't mind. Like, you got to go out and pay a competent starter and have a good quarterback. But you do one of those two. You don't do both. Either you take, you know, you sign Cousins, and then you back him up with something at number eight, you know, like taking a Dunze, right? Like, or take one of the offensive tackle. Like, you do something like that, right?
Bill Belichick would have stopped him from doing that. He'd been the guy in the draft room saying, hey, not doing this, guys. No. I know you want to be listening to GM, but I'm sorry, we're not doing this.
Right, but or you know, why aren't you playing on the field to get, you know, a draft pick out of this trade down? You know that the you know, the Vikings are trying to move up. You could have sold them on the fact that either Denver or the Raiders is trying to move up to number eight to get a guy. You could have done a bunch of things. But you take a guy who, if your plan with Kirk Cousins works, he's not playing for 4 years. Like, you pay Kirk Cousins for 4 years a lot of money, and this kid, you know, you're getting a four-year contract out of Penix, and then you have to make the decision to extend him. Now, and that's just the basics of it. What happens the first time you have a three-game losing streak? The people in Atlanta are going to be, you know, screaming for Penix. You know that's going to happen. Or, the first time that Cousins has back-to-back bad games. Like, you just created a mess for a coach who, by the way, his first time around didn't really handle controversy and tough decisions all that well. I mean, why are you, like... It's one of the most idiotic things I've seen in over 30 years of covering the NFL. I absolutely, it just makes no sense because somebody in the room should have just said, no, this is a bad idea. This is not what we do with resources. It's a bad plan. It's just not understanding what you have to do. And said that to the owner. And owned up to it. And if I was working next to whoever the person who sold this plan to the owner, and presumably that's Fontenot, I would like politely go, I need to step away from him for a while. Like, you know, just like leave him by himself to be this decision because this one's not working. This is a nightmare waiting to happen.
All right, let's circle back to one other thing since we talked a little bit of USC, Powder Puff, and all that stuff. You spent a lot of time on the Reggie Bush case back in the day. What'd you think of him getting his Heisman back?
I think he deserved to have his Heisman. You know, I've said it on Twitter a number of times. I think he deserves to get it back. I just hope he's honest. And so far, he's never been honest about it. You know, he took the money. I proved that. I got the evidence. The evidence in my computer still, right? You know, he took the money. So what? I always, when I was doing this story, Charles Robinson and I used to drive around San Diego as we were compiling evidence that he got all this money, and or driving around wherever we were, you know, took us a lot of different places. And I would argue with him. I said, the guy should get the money. He said, well, you can't design a system. I said, yeah, you can. There's an easy way to design a system. But then you would run into these idiots like Mark Emmert, who the former president of the NCAA, who single-handedly destroyed the organization because of his lack of foresight to tell the presidents, we're wrong. Like, they fought this battle so hard for so long about how they shouldn't have to pay, and then they finally got to the Supreme Court, and basically, in a court that can barely agree on anything, the court agreed 9-0 that the NCAA was completely and totally wrong. So Mark Emmert made an argument that nobody could justify, ever, including the 9 justices of this country, right? It was just so illogical that you prevent people from, you know, controlling their name, image, and likeness. But the Reggie Bush case was, he was collateral damage in proving that the system was wrong. And, yeah, he lost his Heisman for, you know, close to 20 years. He'll get it back. He'll start making money on it. And, you know, and again, the NCAA was idiotic, and the last thing that caused him to file a lawsuit against them, a lawsuit that he clearly either could win or they knew he could win, so they settled by giving him his Heisman back. He deserves the Heisman. But just be honest. You broke the rules and you took the money at the time. The rules were crappy, and I wish that Reggie had the guts to say that this system was bad all along, but he never said that. He always lied about the fact and has tried to maintain that he didn't take the money. And that's the thing that disappoints me about Reggie. But, yes, he deserves his Heisman.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62, the man that broke the Reggie Bush story 15 years ago. J. Cole, as always, buddy, appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great one.
Go Jets. Milwaukee Crunch, baby. Milwaukee Crunch.
See you, brother.
Oh, boy. He's the best. Crunch. You know, I actually saw one of the guys, the two guys from Milwaukee Crunch, on the Fox lot here in L.A. like 25 years ago. I'm like, oh, my God, it's one of the Milwaukee Crunch guys. That's so cool.
Now, that's next level stuff right there.
Oh, man. But like 25 years, you know, in the late 90s, I'm like, that's, you know, people still kind of get that. Now it's like, what are you talking about? Now that's like 50 years ago.
Just means we need to run more Happy Days reruns is all it is.
Exit Abbott of Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.